Hi everyone, this is Next Stop, a special takeover of the TTT, Talking Transport Transformation podcast series. I'm Sanaa Khassouner, the Youth Ambassador for Inclusion and Sustainable Mobility. This series is brought to you by TUMI, the Transformative Urban Mobility Initiative. Happy International Youth Day to everyone watching this episode. Today we are the largest youth generation in history, and this is our moment to make our cities greener, more sustainable, and more inclusive. In Next Stop, each conversation is a ride with a few stops. And at every ride, we slow down, we listen, and we learn. And at the end, we ask our guests about their next stop, the vision they're moving toward. Please join me in welcoming Jeffrey Leandro. Jeffrey is a biologist and environmental advocate from Lima, Peru. He has been working to make cycling safer and more inclusive for young people. Jeffrey, welcome to Next Stop.
Thank you so much, Sanaa, for this space. I really love this.
Thank you very much. Your background reminds me of my time in Amsterdam. So last month I went with a friend and we visited the Van Gogh Museum. As you may know, I'm very fond of arts. And we just spent so many hours just staring at the paintings, you know, like those bold swirling strokes, the very beautiful, vibrant colors by Van Gogh. And one element that really stood out in his paintings was the sunflower. And when I was there, I couldn't help but immediately think of Sisi. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about Cecilia. The people watching us today will be learning about her through your words. Tell us also about what sunflowers meant to her and what do they mean to you today and to your story.
Of course, Sanaa, thank you. Ceci was my partner, my best friend, and was one of the most inspiring people I have ever known. She was full of light, always curious, and deeply committed to making the world a better space. She believed in kindness, injustice, and in living with that joy. She loved cycling, nature, art, and connection with people. But 2 years ago, 2023, while riding her bike in Lima, she was hit by a driver who ignored the traffic rules, and she didn't survive. It was a bare moment in my life, and it broke me, my life in two. Losing her was the most painful moment I have ever lived. But it made me realize how unsafe our streets are for cyclists and how urgent it is to change that. For Ceci, sunflowers mean love, light, and hope. She loved Van Gogh too, his color, his passion, his way of seeing beautiful in simple things. A sunflower for her was not just a flower, it was a reminder that even on gray days, light still exists. She once traveled to Amsterdam and visited the Van Gogh Museum, and she told me about it with so much emotion that I could almost see the painting through her words. I used it to give her sunflowers almost every month or when she was feeling down or tired, to remind her of her own light and energy. For me, her smile was the brightest light I have ever known, and the sunflower was the perfect way to honor that. Even though I have never been to Hofinda Museum, every time I see a sunflower, I see Ceci, and I remember her smile, her energy, and her love for everything. And I really love Ceci.
I'm sure that everyone watching this episode today will think of Ceci as a person full of life, and who wanted to bring positivity and good change to the world. Maybe, Jeffrey, you can tell me about a small ritual or something that you do to cherish her memory on a daily basis.
Yeah. When we had this problematic, the first thing I did was join other cyclists for a ride in her memory. it was not only to honor her, it was also to show our city that cyclists are people with families and friends mm-hmm. and dreams. That ride was the seed of Pedalea Seguro, our project.
Actually, this reminds me of a beautiful saying by Jalaluddin Rumi. He said that the wound is the place where light enters you. And I'm sure that this personal loss was very painful for you, but at the same time, it has shaped you and shaped your advocacy journey. And maybe today people will be inspired to turn losses and to turn life challenges into positive things that that can impact not only their lives, but also the world. Jeffrey, August usually is a special month because every year we celebrate International Youth Day. And as a young person who's working with young people, I can't help but think of the grief and the regret that we experience as young people, you know, like between our concerns about unemployment, climate anxiety, the political instability around the world. We also hold a fierce will and a lot of positivity to change this and to make the world a better place, to make our cities more inclusive, safer and greener. So for me, International Youth Day is such a special occasion that connects me with young change makers from around the world. And we have you with us today, so what maybe you can share with us from your journey, what inspired you to start working on safe cycling advocacy, and what was the biggest challenge or the barrier that you have faced through your journey?
Well, yeah, you say around the world, young people face many of the same challenges, like climate change, safe streets, unemployment. But I think we also share something very powerful, and energy and resilience. Young people have the courage to imagine a different future and the persistence to work for it. In my case, youth energy means creativity, finding ways to get attention from the media, organizing community events, connecting with others, activists, and resilience means we keep going. Even when authorities move slowly or when we feel tired, we have the combination, energy and resilience. And it was give life to movement like Pedalea Seguro. But I think in these international days, we have the action and the passion to do it and realize these new projects.
That's amazing, Jeffrey. Actually, this International Youth Day is about local youth actions for the SDGs and beyond. And I know that through your professional work, you prioritize SDG 3 that focuses on health and well-being, and SDG 11 that focuses on safe and sustainable cities and communities. For people who have never been to Lima, Peru, can you tell us a little bit about what is cycling like? Can you paint us a picture to help us imagine the cycling reality for young people? We want you to share the scary, the interesting, the basically the everyday and the ordinary. And how is that linked to accelerating progress towards the sustainable development goals?
Of course. Cycling in Lima is a mix of freedom and risk. One hand, the bike gives you independence. You move faster than the cars in traffic. This is totally true. And you connect with the city. You feel the vibes. But on the other hand, every intersection is like a negotiation for survival. Drivers often don't respect cyclists, and many of the streets don't have safe infrastructure. It can be stressful, but it can also be beautiful when you find safe routes or ride wide with friends. With Pedalea Seguro, our main goal are safe bike lanes and better road safer education. A bike lane is not truly safe if cars park there or if drivers don't understand that it's a space for cyclists. We also want better law enforcement rules. Rules of six exist, but they are not always applied. Education, infrastructure, and enforcement must work together. Since we started We've seen some progress. A few free districts have improved bike signs and fixed dangerous intersections. Some media outlets now talk more about cycling safety, and this may seem like a small change, but together they help build a culture where the bike is respected. Every little bit victory makes a difference.
So basically, in your work, Jeffrey, you are not only engaging with young professionals, you are also engaging with road users, you are engaging with decision makers, basically people from different walks of life and people who have different decision-making power. If you had the power to make things better, how would you define better and what would you do? What would be the first step that you would do in order to make cycling more safe, more inclusive, and basically a good choice for people in Lima?
Of course, first in Peru and in Lima, we don't have a good public transportation. First, we need to improve this. We need to have a better public transportation and with more metros and more bike lanes. We don't have real connections or bike lanes. They are really island, like islands, and this is dangerous for us. And I imagine a Lima with bike lanes that are continuous and connected, not broken into small parts. I see them free from cars, with clear signs, and pedestrians feel safe, and where respect is natural, not something we have to demand. I have a little hope because more people choosing the bike every day. I see parents riding with their children, young people using the bike to go to school, to work, and new riders telling me, I used it to be afraid, but now I feel confident. These moments show that change is possible and they inspire me to keep going. And I think this energy is really, really beautiful to reimagine a future.
That's absolutely beautiful. I want you to always keep this positive energy and this will to make things better. And I'm sure you will. Basically, this show is called Next Stop because every journey, whether in our lives or on the road, has a direction. So where is Jeffrey headed next?
My next stop is to keep learning from other cities, from you. I want to bring these ideas and adapt them to Lima. For Pedalea Seguro, our project, the next stop is to grow stronger as a movement. We want more people, more communities, and more districts working together. Our goal is simple, that every person who gets on a bike in Lima can return home safely, without fear and with joy. And I think it will be amazing.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. And thanks to everyone watching us today. This was TTT, Talking Transport Transformation. This is a special takeover called Next Stop. And it's brought to you by TUMI, the Transformative Urban Mobility Initiative. My name is Sanaa Khosaune, and I cannot wait to see you on my next stop.